on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast, football in January.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, January 12th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. It is January football on The Sportscast. It started last week, week 18. Now this weekend is the real deal, NFL wild card preview. And join us from the Bay Area, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Happy New Year, Santiago. Wild card weekend. Baby, I'm excited. Let's go. I'm excited.
Before we get there, let's talk about the biggest news of the week. Bill Belichick parting ways with the New England Patriots. And then this morning, they named, well, they're going to name the head coach, but it became official this morning. Jared Mayo, he was the linebacker coach for the Patriots. He's in the system. He played with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Ray, what are your thoughts over this whole commotion in New England?
Well, you know what? First of all, I want to send a shout out to my boy, my brother in crime, Vet. Also, my brother from another mother, SBG, there in the stream. Love you guys. Thanks for the support. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy that they got a coach and he's in the system. They drafted him back in 2008, and then he retired, and then he became a linebacker coach, and they made him a coach. The only thing is, man, if you look at the stats when they had Brady and you look at the stats after Brady, it's like night and day, man. This brother, he's got a whole lot of work. He's got some big shoes to fill. And I hope they get these guys. They got to do a major overhaul, man. Major overhaul. No Tom Brady, no Grunt. You can look at the stats. They're horrible, man, since those guys been gone.
What kind of is a surprise here, Ray, is that the Patriots did not seek out a GM because Bill Belichick had that role for almost all his whole tenure. And there is a guy named Mike Vrabel available. He just got he left the Tennessee team. And you think Vrabel could have been a better candidate than Mayo? I mean, what are your thoughts over this? I mean, there's tons of coaches available as well, but what are your thoughts over that?
I think because Mayo never been a head coach, and this guy has been a coach. He's done some pretty good stuff with Tennessee. He's been up and down with Tennessee. I honestly thought they were gonna come after him for the coaching job, but thank you. He got a new 86-inch TV, so he's watching this on his
Simply Pond Gaming.
Yeah,
that's a big TV, by the way.
That is a very big TV. That's bigger than my TV. Shout out to SPG. I mean, like I said, I'm glad that they're giving a brother a chance. He was in the system. He was under. If anybody to learn anything from would be Bill Belichick, I think he's the GOAT when it comes to coaches, him and Shula. You know, but he's got a tough road. He's got a tough road ahead of him, man. And
they got to solidify the quarterback. Is Mac Jones the guy? I think they do have a draft pick up north a little bit, maybe top 10. Mac Jones, no, you don't think he's the guy?
He's not your guy, man. He's not your guy, man. Look, when Tom Brady had left, just look at the winning percentage. Their winning percentage has dropped drastically since Brady was gone, since Gronk is gone. And you could just, they're not the Patriots, you know, of the past. You know,
the scary Patriots.
You know, it's but like I said, you know, I'll give the brother, gotta give the brother a chance, see what he can do. And hopefully it works out. It's just weird. It was quick because just yesterday they had Kraft in
less than 24 hours.
I know, hugging.
That's the Patriot way.
And I was just like, man, an end of an era. You know, I was telling my wife, it's like the end of an era.
Now the question is, where's Bill Belichick going? Aaron Bernstein, he is a Commander fan. Looks like he just said in the chat, Bill Belichick going to Washington. I think he's open to that.
You just took our assistant GM from the Niners. So, and he's a winning GM at that. So, good luck with that. He says going to Washington, you know what?
Or Atlanta. Atlanta is interested. Vegas has him up there in the odds. Even the owner from Atlanta says, yes, they're definitely going to consider him.
Here's the thing. Bill Belichick is big time. So he's got to go to a big market. D.C. is, you know, I would say that. You got ties to Magic Johnson with the ownership.
Bill Belichick's dad lives in the D.C. area, by the way.
Yes.
He grew up in the D.C. area, that could be a good fit.
There is some connections there, but you also got to think also there's the Giants.
No, I don't think they get rid of Brian Daboll. I don't think so. they would have done it this week because I know they got rid of Wink Martindale, but...
Right. I think... Hey, what's up? What's up, Rue? What's up, guys? Thanks for coming in here. I think Maryland. I mean, dude, I can't see him going to Carolina Panthers. Okay, I can't see him going to the Panthers.
How about the Raiders? Your Raiders.
Las Vegas is a great. Hey,
and he drafted Garoppolo in New England, so Garoppolo is in Vegas still, as far as I know.
Yeah, like I said, wherever is he going to go? He's going to go to a big market. He's going to have a big payday and he's going to have control because he's not just think about it. I don't think he's just going to be a coach. I think he's also going to go in there and like, I'm the GOAT. I want control. I want some type of control. And I think if he did go to the Raiders, Mark Davis, to get a guy like Bill Belichick, Bill, here, whatever you want. Here's the keys, whatever you want. Yeah.
Keys to the Ferrari.
Yeah, I would see if it was on the East Coast side, I would probably say the Commanders. If he comes out West, Raiders.
I think Raiders definitely a possibility. Atlanta, I think so. Obviously, I don't know if we'll get that GM position, Ray. We'll see. But you think he'll? It has to be both, pretty much. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
$20 million he was paid a year, I believe. Highest paid coach is Sean Payton.
I still think Vikings are going to take what? Take the trash out. What did they take?
I don't think they're getting rid of their coach, aren't they? As far as I know,
I don't. I think he's talking about taking the Super Bowl. I think that's what he's talking about.
They're not
know.
Even the playoffs, aren't they?
They're not. No. Yeah.
Which will bring me the wild card, but I don't think they're there.
But Callie's in here. His Steelers got in. His Steelers did get in.
They're yeah, the wild card. And guess what? They have a big snowstorm tomorrow in Buffalo or Sunday. Sunday's the game. So, which they might have to move it. I got a feeling they might, but we'll see what the weather broadcasters say. Let's go to the Bay. Let's go. Say in football. Pete Carroll, you're very familiar with him. He's an NFC guy, West, you know what? Seattle. They told him, step aside, be an advisor.
Yeah, they basically said, dude, you either got a choice. You can leave or you can just say you took an advisory role or something. Another GOAT, got to give him his flowers. He's a championship coach. I'm a Niner fan. I hate Pete Carroll as a fan of a Niner fan, but I respect him because he what he did out there in Seattle and everything.
He didn't coach Stanford, right? No, he just coached USC or UCLA. I think USC.
Yeah.
And Coach Stanford.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's another situation there in Seattle, another open area. I've not heard Belichick going to Seattle, so I don't think. But I heard it's best for him to go to the NFC, not stay in the AFC. So
we'll see. Like right now, if you told me yesterday that they would have a coach, I would wake up in the morning and look at the news because, you know, out here in the West, we get everything late.
Way late.
Yeah, way late. I'm like, what? What do you mean? They just announced the guy leaving and they already have a coach. But you know, this plan was in motion long time. This was it.
You know, it's interesting because I was hearing a report. A lot of these players in the locker room kind of know when these coaches are going to leave. Like, for example, the Patriots, I think a few of them said, yeah, Belichick is his last season. So it's kind of in their environment. I think Seattle, too, I heard as well. But the coach legends are done. Nick's Haven retired. He stepped out on his own. He wasn't pushed out. Another legend.
What is it, like 17 years with Alabama? About 17. Way long. Woo! Another GOAT. You got it. Like I say, you got to. I tip my hat off. I respect. Football is just not going to be the same with these guys walking on the sidelines. And you got to understand, man, these guys got grandkids. They're not young, you know, and sometimes you have to take a rest. But you never know. They come back. They'll take a rest, come back. You never know.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Belichick. Like, he wants to coach still. Pete Carroll doesn't, and, of course, Nick Saban doesn't. So we'll see what happens the next couple of weeks. These teams have to hire coaches right away because the NFL draft, and they got to figure out their staff situation. The Giants hired their offensive line coach, so they're good there. They're probably gonna keep Brian there, the dabble as head coach, but Ray thinks otherwise. You think they should get rid of him?
No, I'm just, no, they
shouldn't. Okay, you're just kidding. Awesome. Also, another news, Bay Area, guess who's back? Draymond Green. He was suspended for 3 weeks, I believe, and he said his press conference, look, I'm a great player. I just got to work with my attitude and my mental issues and hopefully get less antics on the court. Do you believe him? You think this is it? You think it's a new Draymond? And hopefully help out the Warriors because they're in the slump right now.
We're right now, man. We're bad. I mean, good Lord. What did we the other night? We got beat by almost, what, 30-something points? The worst whipping at the Chase Center in San Francisco. It's just – But you also got to understand, man, dynasties end. Things come to an end. And you're watching a team that, hey, we won championships, but people, you know, but to answer your question, Draymond has done that speech before, bro.
Oh, really? You see, I don't follow as closely.
He's done that speech before. He kicked the guy in the, you know what? He stepped on a guy. He's done all kinds of stuff. And he's always said, oh, you know, I just got to get my attitude. I got to do it. It's like, dude, you're hurting your team. You're hurting your team. We are at the bottom. We're at the bottom. It sucks. Yeah, look at him. It sucks being at the bottom, man. And I really feel sorry for Steph, man. I feel sorry for Steph. But I got to be honest, man. Dynasties do come to an end, and this looks like the end. I think this is the end. You're going to see some players probably going.
And speaking about the Warriors and the Commanders connection, Bob Myers has joined the Washington Commanders. Josh Harris brought him on. Bob actually put in together that Warriors team that won a couple of championships. Your thoughts over that move?
Smart. I mean, the owner's smart. You get winners. You hire winners, you get results. And so if I'm an owner of a team, I'm going to get the best of the best. I'm going to get people that championship, that have banners. They see banners. That's what you need. So I think that was a good move. I think it was a good move.
Yeah, and I mean, Bob.
Look what he did. Look what he did with our team.
Exactly. Bob Hires, he is an advisor role for the Commanders. I thought he was going to be the GM or president. No, he's just an advisor. He's a basketball guy. I don't know how that worked in the NFL, but maybe bring that winning spirit to the Commanders. They need it. Perhaps Myers might say, hey, you know, Belichick can't be that establishment coming in and maybe get a new quarterback. I'm not sure what Aaron thinks about Washington getting a new quarterback or not. I'm not sure Sam Howell's the man. He did okay. He had a good, a whole lot of yardage, I thought, this past
season. They got a nice pick. They're in a nice spot. Right. And you know what they need to get, and they better get it. They better get it.
Anyways, there you have it. There's our news update with coaches' carousels going to begin. Variables available. 7 teams in the NFL have open vacant positions. Ray's going to apply to one of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Carolina, Mom, I'm coming home. I'm waiting for the call. No, let me stop.
No one wants to go to Carolina, it feels like. Did you get that vibe? Like, I don't want to go there with this owner, Tepper.
Hey, let me tell you something. You pay me $3, $4, $5 a year, I'll be there. I'll go there.
Yeah, me too. And then get fired, but still get paid.
Hey, I get paid. Put me on the payroll.
Well, there you have it. Let's go into this weekend. NFL wild card is going to be one heck of a weekend. Let's first start with the first game. It's going to be Cleveland at Houston. Obviously, these two teams have met, actually. Texans might have the offensive rookie of the year, Ray, defensive rookie of the year, and coach of the year after return to the playoffs for the first time since 2019. The Cleveland Browns, who might have the best defense in the NFL, they finished the season with a 4-game winning streak before resting their starters in the regular season finale. They are making their return to the postseason since 2020. Joe Flacco, he just joined from his couch a couple of weeks ago, and DeMeco Ryans is first time as head coach going on. They did meet up this past season where Cleveland beat Houston 36-22, but they did not have CJ Stroud. What is your prediction for this game, Cleveland at Houston, Texans?
I want to send a huge shout out to Vet. Because Aaron was telling me all year that Houston, Texas was going to do that thing. And hey, they got CJ. They didn't have CJ last time. They got CJ. I'm going with CJ and the Texans beating the Browns.
Oh, wow. Texans are going to win. Interesting. Cleveland has a tough defense. We'll see what happens there. Dolphins and Chiefs. Tyreek Hill's return to Arrowhead will be a playoff matchup. First time since he left Kansas City, Ray. Miami Dolphins 11-6 will face Kansas City 11-6. It's going to be a cold one. I've been hearing the temperature is going to be -0 for this matchup on Saturday night. Only on Peacock, if you have it. You have to watch. You have to get Peacock. Miami was once the hottest team in the NFL. It stumbled into the playoffs a few weeks ago. Miami had a chance to get number one, but they lost against the Buffalo Bills. Instead, the Dolphins lost their last two games, didn't win the division, and will have to likely play on the road for a possible Super Bowl run. Still, the offense remains lethal and could power the team to a victory. The defending Super Bowl champions, Kansas City, are back in the playoffs, this time with Taylor Swift and several self-inflicted mistakes. Still, Kansas City is one of the most successful playoff teams in recent years and playing at home. The Chiefs could start their path towards a second straight win with a win against a team that has already been this season. The Chiefs are favorites to defeat the Dolphins. Ray, what's going to happen? Be an upset or another Kansas City win?
Kansas City win, man. Miami, you've been hot. You're like that Lamborghini driving down the strip in Miami. But guess what? You're coming in to Kansas City, and it's going to be cold.
How and cold?
It's going to be very, very cold. And I just – This is KC time, dude. And they got Taylor Swift up there, too. I'm upset. I'm sorry. Some people are going to call this an upset. I'm going with Kansas City. Sorry, Tyreek. I know you're coming back, but guess what? You're going to be sitting on that bench with that blanket. You're like, man, it's cold. Oh, I can't run.
I'm going back to Miami.
I'm going to Chiefs. Going to the Chiefs.
Let's go to another cold game on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Steelers at Bills. There is a projected snowstorm going to pass by. AFC East meets AFC North as the Bills host the Steelers. The Bills enter Sunday's game as one of the hottest teams in the league, ending the regular season with 5 straight wins, Ray, including victories against Kansas City Chiefs and the Cowboys. Pittsburgh earned a playoff berth on the last day of the season, Mason Rudolph, but has also played well, winning the last 3 games, including the season finale against the Ravens. For Bills versus Steelers, the model is projecting that the Bills quarterback Josh Allen goes after over 223 passing yards. The Bills starting quarterback is 3-1 against the Steelers in his career and has averaged 267.8 yards over those 4 games, including a 424-yard performance when his team last hosted Pittsburgh in 2022. Who do you have? Pittsburgh at Buffalo. It's going to be snow. They might be playing snow during the game, right?
Sorry, Mason Rudolph, with your nose so bright. You're going to be losing to Buffalo on that night. I'm sorry. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen.
You're going to win by a lot or by a little?
It's going to be a little close because the weather, the cold and everything. But I do say Josh going to fumble. Josh going to throw an interception. But
he'll still win.
Cook's
the man. There you go. There is one injury, actually, that I know the Bills have. I'm not sure it'll be much of a factor. Oh, Gabe Davis will be out for that game. Will that change your pick?
Nah, they still got Diggs, man. They got Diggs. It'll be all right.
All right. Then we got later on at 4:30. I think Ray's going to watch this. With Jeff, no, Packers at the Cowboys. These two teams have been rivals in the playoffs. It comes as no surprise that these two teams have developed a rivalry, with Green Bay leading the all-time series 21-17, but no Aaron Rodgers, and winning playoff matches over Cowboys in 2015 and 2017. Those two teams will battle in the NFL playoff bracket for the 9th time in history on Sunday, when the Packers host the Packers, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. There's no Aaron Rodgers, but there is a love, and there is a Dak Prescott that's doing pretty good that might be the highest paid quarterback soon. Who do you have? Green Bay at Dallas.
First of all, Jeff, stay out of my DMs with your Dallas Cowboy videos and taunting me, all right? I'm going with your Cowboys this weekend. Sorry, I got no love for love Cowboys. And I'm telling you, this is a different Cowboys team. I think they're going to go deep. They look good, and they're going to beat the Packers.
NFC Championship game, Cowboys in San Francisco, we will see. It's possible. Chad versus Ray.
Yes.
Sunday Night Football, it's going to be a lot of storylines there. Detroit Lions' first home playoff game in 3 decades, Ray, features the return of one of the many quarterbacks who failed to lift the franchise to postseason success since it won the NFL title in 57. Matthew Stafford, drafted by Detroit in 2009, coming off the league's first 0-16 season, is making his return to Ford Field with the Rams on Sunday night, 3 years after asking for a trade that triggered a win-win blockbuster deal. The Rams acquired Stafford, who led them to the Super Bowl title 2 years ago, in exchange for Jared Goff and first-round picks that helped the Lions draft record-breaking rookie tight end Sam Laporta, standout rookie running back Jamar Gibbs, and second-year round receiver Jameson Williams. Lions general manager Brad Holmes made the deal in January 2021 with the Rams, the team that employed him for the previous 18 seasons, shortly after he was hired by Detroit. Holmes was tasked with turning around an organization that has been one of the NFL's worst for generations. Detroit's most recent playoff victory was 1992 with Barry Sanders, and that was the franchise's only postseason win in 6-plus decades. The Rams off to a rough start this season, Ray. You know this. Going into their bye with a 3-6 record before bouncing back to earn a postseason bid for the 5th time in coach Sean McVay's 7 seasons. Who do you have? Rams at the Detroit Lions.
First of all, Detroit Lions, congratulations, are finally representing your city. But I'm sorry. What, sorry? I'm going with Puka and the Rams. Come on,
Pikachu.
Man. Pikachu, baby, Pikachu, man. They got a dynamite running back. They got dynamite receivers. Detroit, I don't know, man. Usually when Goff is on the big stage, he disappoints. It's hard.
We don't want to say the word choke very lightly, but he does choke in the playoffs. Sam LaPorta might not be playing. Well, it's good for the Rams.
It's good for the Rams. I'm telling you, man. Puka, you see what he did last game? You see, the guy's breaking records, and there's other good receivers. So I'm going with the Rams.
And what's his name? Tuku. The one where I receive, remember his name. But he's a good player as well. The Rams are my dark horse in the NFC. I'm not sure if that's yours.
No, I have no.
Okay. Let's go to the next matchup. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will try to stay hot when they host a slumpy Philadelphia Eagles in a wild card playoff spot this Monday Night Football at Raymond James. After starting the season 4-7, Ray, Tampa is now 9-8, has won 5 of its last 6 games, but a little ugly there. The Buccaneers, who won the NFC South, are the 6th team in NFL history to make the playoffs after a 4-7 start. Philadelphia is going to the opposite direction, Ray. After starting the season 10-1, the Eagles has lost 6 of their last 6 games. Kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Monday night. Philadelphia is a 3-point favorite, if you don't know, Ray, in the latest Eagles versus Buccaneers odds on Sportsline. Who do you have? Monday Night Football, Buccaneers, Eagles at Tampa.
First of all, my little brother is a Philly fan. Fly, Eagles, fly. But I'm sorry. I'm going with Tampa Bay, man. I don't like what I'm seeing with Philly. There's something mentally wrong. Jalen Hurts, how's your finger? We need to know, how's that finger? Because that finger, they've been losing, guys. They've been playing like the Eagles in the beginning. They've been getting a slump. And I don't know, man. Something about Tampa Bay. They're running back, I think, is going to run all over them. And I'm going with Tampa Bay. It's going to be an upset, guys. Get ready.
Everyone except one guy on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk last night picked Tampa Bay to win. You're not the only one, Ray.
I'm telling you, there's something mentally going on in Jalen Hurts. If you look at his interviews, his finger, he's just not – they just ain't playing. And they let the Cowboys – Come on now.
Not the Cowgirls. You don't call them the Cowgirls, right? Like everyone, like every hater does?
No. I'm not a hater. I respect.
Well, there you have it. NFL Wild Card Weekend. I have to say, Ray, every game I see here is pretty good. I cannot skip one of these games. But which one of these games would you really closely watch?
Look out for Miami and KC, man. I mean, all this is like store. I mean, you got Tyreek and Kansas City. You see the connection there. I mean, you got the Rams, you know, staff going to the Lions. I mean, man, this is like a movie, and I'm just excited. But the game, the game that I'm going to be probably like really glued to is Miami and Kansas City. I want to see, because they're the Kansas City. They're the ones. They got to defend. They got to fight. And are they going to be able to stop Miami? So we'll see. I think.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think that's going to be my like game. That's going to be a hot game right there.
And do you have Peacock?
Yes, I do have Peacock. I'll be watching.
There you go. For your predictions, you picked the Rams to beat Detroit. And if that does happen, they'll be facing your San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You want the Rams more than Detroit.
I would take the Rams. Yeah.
That'd be a classic NFC showdown. But there you have it this weekend. Check it out. Get Peacock. You can't watch it on NBC. You got to go get the subscription. I think there's a free trial. So make sure you look into that. Let me pull this down. We got one comment from Cali Drew Vose. He says, "Go Steelers, even though we may not take it."
You know what? Have faith, Cali. I know you're a Steeler fan. Have faith. Look, I will say this, and I know Jeff is like, "Yeah, no, don't say that." But anybody can win on any given Sunday. Anybody can win,
okay? Even in a snowstorm. They're not used to.
Exactly. There's injuries. There's weather. There's all kinds of stuff that plays into it. And sometimes the referee, Dallas, helps you get in. So, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, like, you know, things that can happen.
Anything can happen, and you can stick here on the Sportscast. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online? If the Panthers call me, hey, what's Ray's information so we can interview him for the head coaching position?
I am Ray3473, the gaming sideboard, on Twitch, on X.com, on Threads. I'm also, guys, check me out tonight. Me and my brother from another mother, Aaron, we're going to do another sports recap. Talk about sports in the morning. We'll talk about sports tonight. We got our show. Look for the links on our social medias. And I want to thank all my friends that showed up. Man, make sure you support the Sportscast Football and my man Santiago Leon and all the other guys on here, man. You got some great content guys on here talking about sports.
It's going to get crazy. It's going to get crazy this weekend. A lot of rivalries going on. And you can look us up at the sportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on X and also Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. Looking forward to, you know, just generally football. That is our theme here in the Sportscast. And the Niners are waiting. They're warm. They're getting rested. Woo! CMC will be 100% by next week. You missed 2 weeks. Woo!
Oh, Santa Clara, baby. It comes to Santa Clara. You want the Super Bowl? You got to come through us.
Yeah. Brock Purdy wants to be the next Joe Montana.
Hey, look at the stats. Just look at the stats, man. Look at his what he's doing. It's an amazing story. I'm so proud. We love him. We love Brock, man. Brock is great. Team's doing great. So proud.
Brock the Rock. Well, there you have it. Ray, Santiago Leon, the update. Let's go football.